You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Oh yeah. Alrighty, Hoff. Hey, by the way, Hoff, before you get rolling here, so it is BT and Sal. Hoff's going to drop these on you. So Hoff's got his little guy, Anthony, here today. So that's the second time in, what, 3 or 4 days I've seen him. My son is here with his best friend. So we got a full locker room. But we also haven't seen them in an hour. Are they still here?
Well, I said this to you because you just asked me how they're doing. I go,
I forgot about them, to be honest with you.
I haven't seen them in a long time, but no one's come and complained to me.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing everything is good.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Like, if no one's complained, no one's come, hey, by the way, we found your kids running around. If that hasn't happened, we're good.
Well, nobody's here, so well, who are they going to bump into? I know they've been doing Papa Shot quite a bit.
As long as they're not, are they on the street? As long as they're not on the street.
No. They're not on the street, dude. I mean, I hope not.
I don't know. We haven't seen them.
That's true. What do you got here? Some right. Bullface lie, bullface truth.
So, listen, yeah. I am going to check your pulse now every week going forward.
On
baseball, okay? And
yeah.
You and Sal, this is going to be the same question every week.
Let's go.
Mets and Yankees, bullface lie, bullface truth, will both make the playoffs.
All right, that's a bullface truth for me today. That's a bullface truth. I don't think either team will win the division. Just to expand on that, as I've said, there was a point where I'm like, man, maybe one of these teams might not make it. I think there's been enough stabilization, enough. Yankees' schedule is simple down. Like, there's no way the Yankees, I mean, even if they don't beat Toronto or the Red Sox when they play them again. Like, you got the White Sox and the Angels, probably the Orioles, and obviously two more with the Nats. Yankees will make it, and I believe the Yankees will make it comfortably by a couple. And I think we'll be going into those right now. You can do this every week, so right
every
now.
Every week I'm doing it, baby.
Going into I would say the final 3 or 4 games of the year, I think the Mets will be in good shape with the Reds as well for the wild card.
Yeah, I if you would have asked me last week, I would have said that they were not going to make the playoffs because I would have felt that this would have been a really bad stretch.
After the Nats series you're talking about for the Mets.
Yeah, and I thought the Braves were just going to continue to beat them up, and then now the Phillies. I just felt like this was going to be a bad stretch, and they were going to be basically dead on arrival this week. They did enough. They've won 3 out of 4.
Mm-hmm.
Still not good enough, but at least they've recovered, and the Reds are falling back. So it does create some space right now that the Mets should make the playoffs.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not just that the Mets have won 3 or 4, but it's who they won against in a place they very usually don't play well down in Atlanta. The Phillies, obviously a big litmus test here, but also the new, like McLean. Like, if McLean wasn't here and Vientos was like a non-factor, I'm not so sure I've got that positivity. That changes a lot for me.
Yeah, it changes by the pitching. Whoever's on the mound that day, you know, Senga go 4, technically they should have lost.
He's got to be exhausting. Like, I watch him, I'm like, my eyes feel like they're bleeding watching him pitch.
Yeah,
I just can't.
I don't care how good the forkball is. Just get some outs and hit some length. All right, bullface lie, bullface truth. Tommy DeVito will suit up in a regular season game for a New York football team this season?
I think that that's a bold-faced lie. I don't really see it. I understand why he could be loosely connected to the Jets. Giants cut him, which stinks. You know, I mean, it was a cool story. And, like, Sal doesn't care about that stuff. I eat it up. I do. The Volpe stuff with Del Barton, him, DeVito, Cedar Grove kid. I love it. I just think it's a great thing. But I feel like the Jets, not that DeVito brings any noise, but like the story around them with the agent, I feel like Aaron Glenn wants no part of that. And I don't think he's a difference maker. It was a good story, but he's not a difference maker enough for me to even do that. So no, I don't think he'll be on the Jets. He's obviously done with the Giants. Now, it may have, if somebody doesn't pick him up, and can he wind up on the Giants practice squad? I guess I'll leave that window slightly ajar. At that point, you'd have to have a couple of injuries to see him out there because, you know, you're going to see Dart at some point. I'm going to say a bald-faced lie. I think it's over for Tommy in New York.
So do you more likely that he gets picked up by somebody or that he's just on the practice squad and never sees the light of the day?
I think somebody's going to pick him up.
Got it.
I mean, there's so many bad quarterbacks. You could say, or there's just a dearth of good ones.
Well, the Raiders got, they just traded for Kenny Pickett.
I know, which opens it up more for Sanders with the Browns here. I mean, he's played a couple games. He's got a couple things on film. He's got moxie. You know, he's got some intangibles. He's tough. Can move a little bit. I would be surprised if somebody doesn't pick him up pretty fast.
Gotcha. All right, and final one.
Yep.
All right, here we go. I'll test you again next week for this one, too.
Oh, jeez. What's with the theatrical pause here? What, is this a funny one? Are you going to start in trouble here?
All right, BT. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Both the Jets and the Giants will have less than 2.5 wins by the end of week 6. Bald-faced truth, bald-faced lie.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can I just combine it? Like, what if there's 5 total, but the Jets have 4 and the Giants have 1?
No, they each need to have at least 3 wins.
I can't say that's a bald-faced lie. I can't say that. I mean, I'm optimistic. I'm expecting a much more competitive brand of football, more discipline. The Giants seem revitalized. But even though it's the same regime, they do seem like it's fresh and it's new. We've talked about that. Obviously, AG, my man, ain't playing. I think they're going to run the ball. I think they could beat the Steelers. They got an easier schedule, but no, than the Giants. But that is, I mean, that's, well, I can't be that kind. I can't be that homer. Like, I just don't see that volume of wins that early. So, bald-faced lie. But I do think, I'm going to save my total for next week with Sal. I just can't get on board with that. I'd love to. I really would. Good try. Good questions. I can't. You gotta show me a little something before you start.
Preseason wasn't good enough. the fact that Justin Fields, you know, didn't get hurt wasn't good enough.
Yeah, I saw a stat like the Giants, I don't know, outscored the opposition by 50 points.
60 points. They scored 107 points in 3 games, and they outscored the opponents by 60.
Which was, I think, the highest disparity in like 50 years.
Somebody gave me, I forgot who I was talking to. I might have been over the weekend. I can't remember, but someone was telling me that there's only been like 5 or 6 other teams to do it, and I think one of them was the Giants, and they won a Super Bowl that year. Or no,
really?
No, excuse me. This is what it was. Someone told me that one of them was with Russell Wilson. with Seattle, and they won the Super Bowl, or went to the Super Bowl that year.
Okay, that's when he threw the pick on the slam when they should have run the ball with the Beast, right? Okay, I didn't even realize that. Well, listen, it looked optically better, energy better, and let's just hope we get... I think it's going to be a much more enjoyable season. That's just too many wins. I can't go there. 888-808-1019 is our number. BT and Sal on the Fan. By the way, NFL Talk on the Fan brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, 888-808-1019. Let me get Jesse in East Northport, BT and Sal, minus Sal today. Jess, what's going on?
BT, how's it going?
Good.
Good. So guys sort of are who they are in this league. Trent Grisham's having a nice little outlier of a season, but he's a career 219 hitter. Jazz is a career 240-something hitter. The Yankees have been bitten by guys having outlier stretches of games. Like Jose Trevino made the All-Star game a few years ago. Luke Voit had a nice stretch.
Yep.
But then they go off and play these guys like they're All-Stars. It's like, yo, that's not who they are. They just had a nice run. And they reward them with a ton of playing time, especially in big moments in October. And, you know, guys who are who they are. Trent Grisham's having a nice season, but, like, he had a nice first half, and he's really cooling off.
He's been red hot lately.
By guys over... He's been hot lately, but they've been... I mean, think about the number of times they've had stretches of guys overperform.
I know.
And then they reward them, and it's like, that's not who they are as a career hitter or a career player.
Well, I think Grisham is different than Jazz, and thanks for the call there, Jesse. Listen, the Yankees aren't going to go bending over backwards to sign Trent Grisham. There's no way. Because if they do, they may as well get a megaphone and stand in the middle of Times Square and say, we don't believe in Spencer Jones. And then Dominguez is well. Like, you just don't do it. Not when you have Aaron Judge. It's a move that complicates logistically things even more. And now you never give these guys a chance to show whether or not they can play. So if the Yankees have an ounce of conviction in Jones, who we haven't seen at this level, and Dominguez, who we have, to mixed results, then they're telling you that they don't believe in him. And then that's just another problem. No, they're not going to re-sign Grisham for crazy, but there's no way. You know, I do think that Jazz is different in the regard. Now, he's not perfect. I wish he was a little more locked in. You see him on a Tuesday, he looks like Ken Griffey Jr. You see him on a Wednesday, he looks like he's in space. But he does do a lot of good things. Now, I think they want to keep him, and I want to keep him. I want to keep him at second. You know, I mean, the porch plays well to a swing, and he's not hitting 220, he's hitting 250. Like, that's all you need. You know, for the most part, he handles second base really well. For the most part, a couple of weird throws lately, but I would say they're going to try to retain Belly. They're going to try to retain Jess, and they're going to let Grisham walk. That's what I feel now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.